Sitting here with Tanya, post special council meeting of the town of Banff regarding the paid parking petition and what to do. Maybe run down what exactly was decided at this meeting today.
It was a meeting to hold another meeting.
Another one.
They're basically going to rescind all the motions on the 29th. And the reason they're doing that is they want to finish out the month of September to get all the information that they possibly can about the trial. And I think Mayor Sorensen made a really good point. I said plebiscite, and you know what? I was wrong. To hold a plebiscite on a trial, it's meant to gather data, and you don't need a plebiscite on that. The trial is going to end anyways, and they also got a lot of community feedback in the form of a petition, so I think that that's the right course of action for them to go in.
I do have to admit, when Robert Earl said that the amount of money it would cost to end the trial early because, you know, they were collecting revenues to pay for the trial, we're talking in the mid-five figures here. I mean, that's going to be borne on the taxpayers, is it not?
$30,000 to $40,000. No matter what, the taxpayers are going to pay for this. If we stop it now, if we stop it at the end of the month, people don't want this to continue. They don't want a trial. Their decision is made. Those are the people who are driving this decision. The council has no option other than rescind the motions or go to a plebiscite. The taxpayers are determining the agenda here.
September 29th, this is going to happen then. The paid parking trial is going
to
end.
I hope to see Councillor Chip Oliver there. Since these were her motions that will be rescinded, she wasn't there today, which I found quite surprising.
What happens after that? The motions get rescinded. That doesn't mean that the town of Banff can't go forward with paid parking in the future.
The petition was specifically about those motions. Once those motions are rescinded, the petition is satisfied. In the future, there could be another motion made by council to do something on this. But given the atmosphere, given just like the amount of bad feelings that people have over this, I don't see our elected officials taking this on again. People were speaking today and they bullied Corey DeMano, a town councillor. If I was an elected official, I wouldn't take this on again. Even though it was one of the biggest issues of the last election, I don't think anyone has the chutzpah to, I think, engage this issue again in Banff.
Yeah, but why not? I mean, if the data points to a positive impact on parking and congestion within the town of Banff, why not do it? Maybe engage the public a little bit differently. Maybe really look before you leap. But why not give it a go if that's what the data is saying?
While it may be the solution, people in Banff don't want it. And it's the vocal people in Banff who don't want it. While as elected representative, you have to make decisions that are for the betterment of your community, you also have to listen to the people who are in your community. Even if you don't agree with it, it's what they want.